RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Monday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the August and Charles and O'Willingham, taking it up to 7 o'clock. Right now I'm calling this going inside the locker room with our pal David Harrison, host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. He also does some digital beat writing work for WSA9.com. Give him a follow on the X app at dharrison82. David, what's going on, brother? How far are you? Are you almost back home?
No, I'm home now. I just got home a little while ago. Yeah, so I'm finally home.
There we go. Made it back after a trip probably filled with a lot of thoughts after thinking about what the Commanders showed yesterday on defense. Before we get into any of the conversation about what went wrong yesterday with the Commanders, I want you to take us inside of the losing locker room yesterday and if you can share with us just your thoughts on the vibe in that locker room, and then if you're able to have any conversations with any of the guys, just what they were expressing to you.
Yeah, I think the vibe is pretty much what you'd expect it to be. You know, obviously not a happy group, but also a very determined group. You know, and what really stood out to me is the amount of self-accountability, you know, guys who, you know, for one reason or another, we're putting, you know, not necessarily the whole game on themselves, but parts of it. You know, everybody kind of owns their bit and their piece of what happened on Sunday and acknowledged, you know, the need for, you know, more energy, you know, things like that. I think that's, you know, it may not sound all that fantastic, but I've seen teams get beat and then they get questioned in the locker room about, you know, oh, you know, what was wrong with, you know, the tackling? It's like, oh, you know, I don't think the tackling was actually that bad. There were just some key moments where it didn't work out. No, like every guy in this locker room is like, yeah, we got to tackle better. Talk about energy, and people will say, oh, the energy wasn't a problem. Maybe it didn't look like that to you, but the energy was fine. We just didn't execute as well as they did. They just, you know, they get paid too. And, you know, guys that are in the locker room are like, yeah, like, we don't know. Like these last 2 games on the road, we haven't played, you know, Commanders football, and they know they got to get that figured out. So, you know, it's kind of cliche, right? But the first thing to solving a problem is acknowledging that you have a problem. So, you know, that's a step in the right direction. But then as we continued through there, I was really kind of struck by the amount of players that were having kind of little side conversations with each other about what happened in the game, about what they got to do to get better. And, you know, it was O-line mate with O-line mate. It was DB with another DB. But then there was also, you know, like there was a DB with a receiver. And, you know, like, guys are just talking in the locker room, like, what do we got to do to make sure this doesn't happen again? And you love seeing that, you know what I mean? Because that's leadership. That's where our leadership comes from. And, you know, I'm not gonna necessarily air out all the conversations, but
right.
a lot of the guys that you would expect to be those ones having those conversations were the guys having those conversations. That's why they have reputations that they do.
Love to hear that. Accountability, the name of the game when it comes to life, man. And I think if we learned anything about this group last year, it's a resilient bunch. They're not going to put their heads down. Even after I put a fork in the team on Black Friday, after they lost three in a row, they came and made an ass out of me. I expect them to bounce back in a big-time way. I know just from speaking to guys on the record, off the record, and you can agree with this probably, Dave, there's a real tremendous sense of pride in that locker room. Like, those guys really do care about one another. They really do care about getting it right. It's not just, you know, cliche speak. It's not just coach speak. They genuinely are trying to get to the bottom of the issues that they have right now. And I want to get into that with you. On the defensive side of the football, Dan Quinn spoke about it today, just simply not being able to impact the quarterback enough. When you, just from, you know, your vantage point being in the press box yesterday, what do you think was the biggest issue, I guess you can circle, on this Washington Commanders defense?
There's something about the road environment where this team just doesn't – they just don't bring the dog out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they just
– talking about a slow just, start.
The fight is not even a slow start. It's the entire game. I mean, there's some fight back. You know what I mean? Sure. Mm-hmm. Like, they definitely don't quit. There's some perseverance there. But, you know, perseverance is an internal function, right? Resiliency is an internal function. Like, you're never gonna hear a boxer – you know, come out of the ring and say, hey, like, how'd you get that fifth round knockout? Like, oh, I persevered the heck out of him. Like, no, like, perseverance is an internal mechanism
right.
that can help you certainly find, you know, the fight within you to go impose your will on somebody else. But imposing your will on someone is an entirely different concept and story. And I think it's a mentality thing, you know, and there's just got to be this kind of adoption of this mentality of, you know, we're going to come into their house and we're going to make this our house. You know, we're going to tell them, like, you may think you own this place, but we actually own this place. It's not black and red on the walls, it's burgundy and gold on the walls. And, you know, whatever you need, whatever kind of mantra you need to kind of get that thing going in the right direction. And the thing is, like, there's got to be somebody who gets that going. It doesn't have to be everybody, right? But, like,
right.
someone, I used to have the saying, you know, back when I was in the Army, like, you come to a unit, you got a platoon full of people, you know, 30 people, 40 people, you know, you might have a company, 120 people out there, something like that. And you know what? Not everybody has to come to work juice that day. Not everybody's got to be excited to go run 5 miles today or go do whatever you got to do today. But somebody needs to be. Someone has got to be that person. And I used to praise the soldiers that I knew who were those people. Like, you know, like bro, like, I try to bring that energy every day, but I know that if I'm not going to be able to bring it today, you're going to bring the coffee. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
someone's going to bring something. And on the road this year so far, and it's only two games,
yeah.
we just haven't seen that. You know what I mean? Whether it's a coach, it needs to be a player, because we all know, like, coaching stops on the sideline, right?
Like,
between the lines, it's got to be a player, whether that's, you know, Revo, Frankie, Bobby, you know, even offensively, like, the offense can do things that can get the defense pumped up. It's obviously a little bit harder to transfer, right? But certainly there can be that element of it, too. It's been lacking. I think last year, a lot of the energy came from being the underdog, right? Like, while this team didn't view themselves as underdogs, they knew that a lot of other people did. So, like, it was kind of fun. Like, you know, like, we come into your house and we shock you, and now all your fans are going, like, whoa, what's going on, man? This team only won four games. This is the Washington Commanders. Everybody hates their name. It's, you know, it's dumb, and we all make fun of them. I can't believe you're losing to this team. And so there was just a natural kind of battery plugged into this team. This year, that's not there. You know what I mean? This year, that's not there. And, you know, so there's got to be someone's got to get MJ with it, right? Like, they've been talking trash about your mom when they haven't actually been talking trash about your mom. Like, someone's got to make something up to get this team going, whatever it is, because they can't continue doing this. You know what I mean? And they know that.
David, what do you draw any, like, correlation to the fact that the defense has played well against the bad teams, and then versus the good teams, they've looked like a totally different group? Or do you think we're just too early in the season to try and draw that parallel?
I mean, I would tell you this. We're four games in. Everybody's a bad team. Everybody's a bad team right now. There's not a good team in the league right now.
Right.
Like, week 18, I mean, who's supposed to be a good team right now? I couldn't even tell you. Like, the Green Bay Packers? I don't know. The team
that
just tied with the Dallas Cowboys and lost to the Cleveland Browns? Like, that's supposed to be a Super Bowl contender, right? The Kansas City Chiefs just looked like the Kansas City Chiefs everybody expected them to be for the first time. Maybe the Buffalo Bills. But I'll tell you this, the Buffalo Bills in week 18 would, you know, whoop the colors off of the Buffalo Bills in week, right. You know, week four, right? Like, so I would just say that, like, no team is a good team right now. And it's not about, are you a good team in totality? Because I'll just tell you, you know, every team is stocked with NFL talent. And if you don't believe that, turn on the USFL in the sprints. And there's no shade to the USFL because everybody playing the USFL, if you sit at home like I do and make fun of them, get on the field with them and find out just how good they are, right? Like, but there is a very, very large talent gap between the NFL and the USFL. And it just shows, like, everybody, you talk to rookies who came from Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. What's the biggest difference in the NFL? Well, it'll tell you every single time, everybody's good here. Right. Like there's no salesman. There's no insurance salesman on the field out here. There's no, you know, telemarketers on the field out here. So everybody's good. Every NFL team has NFL talent across the board. The question is that NFL talent going to come together? Is that coaching staff going to be able to orchestrate them properly? And are they going to be able to do it against this opponent this weekend? Right. For the Washington Commanders, it's not about if they're a good team or not. They got talent across the board. It's not about if they have smart coaches. These coaches, find the smartest media member on X's and O's that you think you know and put them in a room with the lowest ranking assistant coach and watch them get just this school, yeah. Right? They have all of it. The question is, are they going to be good enough to beat the Los Angeles Chargers this weekend?
Yeah.
And what they did against the Atlanta Falcons, truthfully, doesn't matter. What they do against the Chicago Bears the following week doesn't matter. And what happens in February won't matter to what happens next Sunday.
Well put on your from your behalf, my friend. I totally agree with you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We've had taken a bunch of calls here this afternoon because the defense, obviously, David, is what folks are putting under the microscope. One thing that I've noticed, and this is just without going and watching like all 22, the way that they handled motion versus Green Bay and the way they handled motion yesterday was actually night and day different. You saw against Green Bay, they were traveling guys across the formation, and yesterday it felt like they had added some sort of communication. And you saw this against Vegas as well, to where guys don't have to travel across the formation, and there's some sort of call that is, you know, communicating, hey, you've got him, you've got him. How many different answers are there for stopping motion? We're going to have Fred Smoot on the show tomorrow to try and hear the professional opinion, but, like, that's the thing that's even baffling to me, David. I'm a defensive lineman, so all the secondary stuff, it makes my head hurt. Do you think that they've made changes internally on how they're communicating against motion? And did you see that yesterday?
I mean, every coach has their way of how they like to attack things. And I think the important thing is, as a coach, understanding whether or not your players can deliver on what you're asking them to do. Mm. And part of the problem with that, and, you know, look, I know a lot of people have a lot of angst about Joey Jr. right now, but Coach Witt was the first person to say publicly to all of us, like, hey, you know, this defense has looked really good in practice all training camp. This defense looked pretty solid in the preseason. They got very little work, you know, from the starting unit perspective, but they look pretty solid overall. They've been getting takeaways. They've been doing all this other stuff. Communication, that, you know, he said at one point, communication is better in training camp than it was at the end of last season. It's a massive compliment. But then he also said, now we got to find out if that's because we're practicing against ourselves or if it's because we're really that good. Right. And that starts week one. And every week is a new lesson. You know what I mean? So, like what Coach Witt is telling everybody there is, it's one thing to put it out on the practice field. It's one thing to rep it on the practice field. And it's a totally different thing to go out there and do it against a live opponent that's trying to hurt you. Yeah. You know what I mean? We can go back. This is offense, but you might remember. Some of you might not. But if you remember that fullback run that they did, I think they handed, well, who was that? It was Chris, right? They had Chris as the upback. We saw them repping that on Thursday. They repped it over and over and over and over again. I don't think any of us mentioned it because we're not supposed to give away strategy, right? So kudos to us, I guess. But I can tell you it was clean. It was clean. And I was like, oh, man, we're going to get some fullback action. We're going to get some upback action. Okay, like I like it. We've been asking for it. Like I think it's a neat wrinkle to add into the offense. Mm-hmm. Cool. You saw it go out against the Falcons, and it wasn't very clean, right? But that's the difference between practice and a real game, right? Like the difference in practice in a real game is that other side, they've got their strategies and techniques to try to stop something as well. And they've never seen the Commanders do that. But they've seen other teams do that. And when they see that, they say, hey, we have this plan to stop this type of a look in a formation. So let's go out there and execute it. And one side's going to execute it better than the other. Obviously, this team has not been able to communicate as well as they need to, as well as you want them to. And part of the problem, I don't want to say part of the problem, is just, it's not a problem. It's a natural hurdle in the development of anything. Is you're never going to be able to fully simulate what it is in a real world scenario in training. You just can't. And once the game is live, once the reps count and all that stuff, that's when, you know, the rubber meets the road and you find out how much your training sank in and how much it didn't. And the question that Joe Witt has to answer and Dan Quinn have to answer is it a problem in the process of teaching? Is it a problem in the reception of the lesson, or is it a problem in the lesson? And that's not an easy thing to figure out. Like, I can sit here on the couch and tell you, here's what I think they should do. And it's easy to say, Bobby Wagner should never be covering the flat. But you have to remember, like, the Atlanta Falcons have things designed to say, hey, they like to match this type of look with this type of coverage.
Right.
So we get that look in coverage. We're going to motion this guy over here. And if it works the way we want it to, they don't have a choice. Bobby Wagner has to cover Bijan Robinson in the flat. And that's exactly what they want to try to do. So don't forget that there's another guy on the other side that, you know, you're trying to hold the door shut, and it's their job to knock it down. So, you know, it all matters. It's not an excuse for not doing well, but it's just part of the growing process for all involved.
Joined right now by our pal David Harrison, host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. You can download that wherever you get your podcasts. He's on YouTube as well. You can also check out his work at WSA9.com. Real quick, to the offensive side of the football, do you think they did enough offensively to win this football game? And your thoughts on the running back situation right now?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I was on another radio show earlier today, and they asked me the same question. And there's really two answers to this. One answer is, if I were to tell you that offense with that many missing players, especially the players specifically that were missing, was going to put up 27 points on the road against a very angry Atlanta Falcons team, very prideful Atlanta Falcons team with a better defense than the Las Vegas Raiders overall, you would probably be happy with that, right?
Be thrilled.
So did they do enough to win the game? Yeah. If you put up 27 points as an offense, I think you can put a green check mark in the box that says, did we score enough points to win the game? Now, the second part of the conversation is, did you leave points on the board? Right. And you absolutely did. Yeah. You know what I mean? You go back to the interception that Marcus Mariota threw. Marcus admitted himself after the game that ball should have been out more towards the numbers, the middle of the field, where Xavier Watts was. I still don't think it's complete, to be quite honest with you. I think the ball is long, and Jalen, unfortunately.
David, I thought it was a free play.
Potentially, but either way, you don't want to. And this is something that we praised Marcus for against the Raiders. He thought he had a free play. And still delivered a perfect back shoulder ball to Jalen Lane. Interestingly enough, Jalen just wasn't able to bring it in. Even if you think you have a free play, you always want to execute like it counts, because you never know what these refs are going to do. but, you know, how many times did they get in the red zone and didn't come away with touchdowns, right? Like, it's great that Matt Gay had the day that he had, but this isn't the New York Giants of 2024. you can't go out there and kick a bunch of field goals and think you're going to come away with a victory, right? So did the offense do enough by scoring 27 points to give you a chance to win? 100%. But did they leave points on the field that had they not left those points on the board, this team still could have won this game, even with the defense doing everything that it didn't do?
Right.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, you could. So if you put two guys in a room with me and one says they did enough and one says they didn't do enough, they're both right.
Yeah. We'll let you go on this, my friend. Appreciate you making some time for us. Your gut feel on whether or not Jaden gives it a go this weekend against the Chargers.
Yes, I think Jaden is going to play against the Los Angeles Chargers. Jaden Daniels, Chick Hernandez, WSA 9, pointed this out. Los Angeles, SoFi Stadium is 70 miles from where he was the star of the Pinhon High School Cowboys football team. Here's a little bit of irony for you. Played for the Cowboys in high school. Their colors were green and gold.
And that's
Packers and Cowboys tied last night. So, I mean, I don't know what to make of that, but I just thought it was an interesting coincidence.
It is.
I don't think they're going to be able to keep Jaden off the field in Los Angeles. I just don't think it's going to happen. Plus, I think that he's definitely, to steal Dan Quinn, the arrows, what did he say, the arrows heading north, whatever he said. But, yeah, I mean, he was looking good last week-ish. Still had the brace on, was still kind of reaching for his knee, not like in pain, but just kind of like looked like the brace was uncomfortable, which they are if you haven't ever worn one.
Right.
But I think based on that, based on the weekend, not having to travel, not having to worry about the swelling for the altitude, flying and all that stuff. I think that there's definitely a better than anything chance. Like, I don't know what I would put it at, but yeah, I expect Jaden Daniels to be on the field this weekend.
Hopefully that allows the offense to possess the football a little bit more and hopefully gives a little bit of a break to this Commanders defense. David, we appreciate you as always, my friend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is David Harrison. You can check out his work at dharrison82 on social media. You can check out his writing at WSA9.com and then check out the pod, Locked On Commanders, wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on YouTube. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, let's get into the offense here momentarily. The biggest issue with the Commanders offense from yesterday, we'll chew on that on the other side next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.